Today is August 15th. Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Comprenol. 68 degrees under cloudy skies in Richland Center right now. Forecast says the high today will be 80. In the news, the 23rd annual Walk with Grace was held in Crosscut Park in Richland Center last night. Even though rain dampened the pavement, the mood of the crowd stayed warm as it was announced Grace has collected $348,690.46 so far this year. Phil Nee reminded those in attendance any funds collected through the end of August will count toward this year's total. Two $1,000 winners were drawn late in the evening in the Grace raffle. The big winners were Gail Volstad and Rhonda Marish, both of Richland Center. Residents of Boscobel are invited to the Second Harvest Mobile Food Distribution Tuesday, August 18th. The event will be held in the ICC Catholic Church parking lot, beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until all the food has been distributed. This program is open to everyone and no questions will be asked of those attending. The only information required from participants is the total number of individuals living in their household. For those interested in the specific items being offered, the menu will be made available late on Monday, August 17th. Be a part of history during the moving of the historic Hoover Hobo Hotel today from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Waniwak. The moving of the structure, which dates back to the 1800s, is a part of the Hobo Hotel restoration. The hotel was originally constructed to help feed and house hobos who rode on trains that passed through the community. Today's event will get underway with a farmer's market. At around 10 o'clock, a crew of 50 to 60 people will move the structure 150 yards from Washington Street and Highway FF to the permanent site along the 400 bike trail. The event will also feature music, a hobo zone featuring kids' activities, food stands, and more. The event is sponsored by the Waniwak Area Lions Club, Waniwak Chamber of Commerce, and the Waniwak Development Corporation. On the morning of Friday, August 14th, emergency crews responded to a rollover accident involving a pickup truck and a livestock trailer on northbound U.S. Highway 151. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported that the incident occurred shortly after 7 a.m. near exit 40 in the Mineral Point area. According to the investigation, the crash was caused when a 22-year-old male from Oklahoma fell asleep while driving a 2022 Ford F-250. The vehicle drifted into the median before crossing back over the northbound lanes and rolling over. Both the truck and the trailer eventually came to rest off the roadway. Three people were inside the vehicle when the rollover occurred. All occupants were fortunate to escape with either minor or no injuries, and none required transportation by ambulance to a hospital. A single horse being transported in the trailer also survived the crash with only minor injuries. A large animal veterinarian was called to the scene to provide assistance for the animal. The driver has been issued citations for inattentive driving and child restraint violations. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Mineral Point Police Department, Fire Department, and EMS, as well as Dodgeville EMS. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recently hosted its third Nursing Competency Day, a comprehensive clinical education event designed to further elevate the standard of care provided to the community. By bringing together nursing staff for intensive hands-on training, the initiative focused on sharpening clinical skills and implementing advanced protocols aimed at enhancing patient safety, streamlining the discharge process, and reducing preventable hospital readmissions. Transforming the hospital into a dynamic learning environment, the training sessions were conducted within both conference facilities and select inpatient rooms. This approach allowed med-surg and intensive care unit nurses to engage with realistic healthcare scenarios, applying best practices in the very spaces where they provide daily patient care. The curriculum covered a broad range of critical topics, including sophisticated stroke scale assessments, congestive heart failure management, diabetes education, and complex procedures such as blood transfusion administration and chest tube management. The day's success was driven by a multidisciplinary team of clinical leaders and instructors, including Alex Marshall, Lexi Stanek, Kelly Herbert, Amanda Sensenig, Erica Huxtable, Scott Abbott, and Rachel Fruit. Their expertise provided staff with the high-level guidance necessary to master evolving clinical standards. Rachel Fruit, who serves as ICU director, hospitalist lead, and social services director, emphasized that the program is an investment in both the staff and the community, ensuring that patients receive the most effective and compassionate care possible. This commitment to continuous education aligns with the hospital's recent national accolades. The Richland Hospital and Clinics was recently honored by the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association with the Rural Stroke Gold and the 2026 Stroke Gold Plus Achievement Awards. By incorporating stroke-focused education into Nursing Competency Day, the organization continues to uphold the rigorous, evidence-based standards of the Get With The Guidelines program, ultimately improving survival rates and long-term outcomes for rural patients. A three-vehicle collision at the intersection of U.S. Highway 61 and County Highway X resulted in several injuries and significant vehicle damage on Wednesday, August 12th. Sheriff Dale McCulloch reports that the incident began when Heather Alexander, 46, of Soldiers Grove, was traveling westbound on County Highway X in a 2015 Dodge Durango. As Alexander attempted to cross Highway 61, her vehicle struck the driver's side of a southbound 2018 Dodge Promaster cargo van driven by Jesse Johnson, 36, of Onalaska. The force of the impact caused Johnson's van to overturn and veer into the northbound lane of Highway 61. There, it collided with a 2023 Ford F-150 operated by 73-year-old Michael Schnobelen of Moline, Illinois. The van ultimately came to rest on its passenger side in a nearby ditch. Medical personnel transported Schnobelen and his four passengers to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Johnson and a passenger in the cargo van also sustained minor injuries during the rollover. Alexander and her passenger were reported to be uninjured. Two of the involved vehicles sustained heavy damage and required towing from the scene. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Soldiers Grove Fire Department, North Crawford Rescue, Okooch Mountain Rescue, and the Crawford County Highway Department. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has released its Equalized Values Report as of January 1st, revealing that the state's total equalized value has reached a historic milestone of $1.057 trillion. This figure represents a robust 8% increase over the previous year, highlighting a period of significant appreciation and development across the Badger State. The total growth for the year amounted to $74.6 billion, a surge fueled by gains in every property class. Residential and commercial sectors emerged as the primary sources of this upward trend. A deeper look at the data shows that the majority of this growth, approximately $56.55 billion, was driven by market value increases as demand remains strong. Additionally, new construction played a vital role, contributing $16.43 billion to the state's expanding tax base. While growth was observed statewide, certain regions saw particularly dramatic shifts. Buffalo County led the state with the highest growth rate at 16.4%. It was followed closely by Green Lake County, which saw an increase of 15.37%, and Rusk County, which recorded a 15.29% rise in equalized value. These figures underscore a dynamic real estate market and a steady pace of investment throughout Wisconsin.